much cooler air. I think we got some jacket weather later in the week. Upper 40s Wednesday night and Thursday night, and maybe some more rain over the weekend. Our weather app will keep you on top of the action. Get it on your phone or tablet today. Instant push notifications for any severe weather alerts. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather from the Blue Water Weather Center. This is Rich Thomas.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 3.5% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. The Amber Alert for 3-year-old Camille McKinney has now been expanded to states surrounding Alabama. Birmingham police say she was abducted at a birthday party Saturday night. Governor Ivey says she is finalizing a plan to offer a reward for information leading to Camille. We now know the names of two high school students who drowned in the Tombigbee River. Authorities say Demopolis High School students Rayshawn Bennison and Natasha Daniels died Friday after they fell into the water and drowned. The students went to the river after an early dismissal from school. And two people were taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening burns after an apartment fire in Montgomery. This happened in the 5600 block of Eddins Road, just off Atlanta Highway. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
The Starlight Lounge presents An Evening with the Progressive Box.
Adios, old friend. Yeah, I've got no secrets and no regrets. Well, a lot of regrets, but the point is I've got nothing to hide. Kind of like the way Progressive shows you their competitors' rates. You got to put it all out there, baby. Excuse me, miss. Does this heart belong to you? Would you like it anyway?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparisons not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Warning. This product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. The world is changing. Isn't it time smoking changed too? Vuse Alto is a vapor product offering you a satisfying alternative to cigarettes. Simple to use, surprisingly quiet, and impressively powerful. Our best vapor yet at our best price ever, 99 cents, plus tax at participating retailers. 99 cent offer applies to Alto device. Pods sold separately. Underage sale prohibited.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Vice President Pence is now being sent to Turkey to try to broker the kind of deal to safeguard our allies, or our one-time allies, the Kurds, and contain ISIS.
Trump's former top Russia advisor, Fiona Hill, behind closed doors. She is the first person who worked in the White House to be deposed in the impeachment probe.
The White House is trying to distance the president from a disturbing video showing a likeness of him violently attacking his political opponents and the news media.
The U.S. and China have reached phase one of a trade agreement, with President Trump preparing to confirm a meeting with the Chinese President Xi Jinping at the APEC summit next month.
Shocking video of a hit and run. Police outside Boston are searching for a driver caught on surveillance plowing into a group of children before fleeing the scene.
A guy in Florida paid off the school lunch debt for more than 400 kids in the Jupiter School District in Florida.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Tuesday. 272-9228, that's where we are. A couple of reminders here. Any caller can get in on the Tweet Creek Farm Market Gift Basket. But first-time callers get their name put in twice. So give us a call. Don't just call and ask to be put your name in. Say something, talk to us, and I tell you what, it is a great treat. Red Top's on his way down to Sweet Creek Farm Market as we speak. I will definitely be there Saturday. Joey, name game.
Yes, the latest name in the name game is Angela Free. Angela Free, you need to call 396-5477 within the hour for your chance to win. to qualify to win a $1,000 gift card to select stores in Eastdale Mall, $500 to At Home, and $500 to Foot Locker. So again, Angela Free, call 396-5477 within the hour for your chance to win this $1,000 gift card.
You can do a lot of damage at In Home with $500.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that would go a long way.
Well, and Foot Locker, I believe, has more than shoes. So you can get a lot of good athletic wear there.
I haven't been to a Foot Locker in a long time.
Yeah.
I don't wear shoes out like my workout shoes out like I used to.
Right, right.
Because I'm not working out as much. Okay, confession time.
You know, you were asking for the audience to call in about the Hunter Biden interview here. Would you like the reaction of the President of the United States?
Yeah.
He tweeted about this about 2 hours ago. Hunter Biden was really bad on GMA. Now Sleepy Joe has real problems. Reminds me of Crooked Hillary and her 33,000 deleted emails. Not recoverable.
I like it. I tell you what, this whole thing's got full of landmines. Because a whole bunch of stuff he said, if there's an email or something that goes between them or something that somebody comes up with, and you gotta remember, he's running against some people that wouldn't mind whacking him quietly. They wouldn't whack him personally,
right,
and publicly, but they may could whack him because somebody gives him some information and they get in the right hands.
Well, and it's not like he was really being pressed by a dogged reporter. She was asking, I think, fair questions, but she wasn't really, really pressing
him. Yeah, she wasn't pressing it at all, and follow-ups were few and far between.
And yet he still kind of had a poor performance.
Yep. Okay, so Hunter Biden is going to be talking about China. China! And the China Party. Listen to how he parses his words here, boys and girls.
China should start an investigation into the Bidens.
Also on Trump's list of accusations against Hunter Biden, that Hunter flew on Air Force Two with his father during an official government trip to China in 2013, leveraging that connection for financial gain in an investment deal with Chinese businessman Jonathan Lee.
The president has repeatedly said that you received $1.5 billion from China, despite no experience and for no apparent reason. Obviously, fact checkers have said that is not true.
Look, this is literally has no basis in fact in any way.
Have you received any money from that business dealing?
Okay, pause it right here. Notice he said, she said, did you receive any money? Right. No, I haven't received any money. No, you're right. He didn't receive any money. What he did is he got $1.5 billion for an investment company that he was a stakeholder in.
Right.
And so he's trying to make it, well, I didn't get the money, 1.5, and that has been fact-checked and that's been found true. Notice he's totally missing the fact of that the company was getting it. By the way, which when he gets out of the company, he's a partner, and when they liquidate the holdings of it, that's when he'll get his share of that, which is going to be a pretty sizable amount of money. I mean, it could be, you know, $100 million if he's a 10%, 5% stakeholder in this room. Let's go to Chad. Chad, welcome on board.
But, Dan, if I wasn't qualified to sit on that board, then how come I was on the Amtrak?
because your dad rode on Amtrak and was on an oversight for him.
I better not have said that. Can we edit that out? It's like, dude, you're on the Amtrak board for the same reason you're on the other board.
Yeah, there you go.
And then he admits, you know, I probably wouldn't have gotten on a heat board before my dad. I'm like, and a lawyer would say, mic drop, I rest my case. You know, I have no further questions, Your Honor. I'm, as Joe Pesci would say, I'm done with this witness. Oh, my gosh. Oh, yeah. You know, I got to tell you, the one thing that's clear to me is he's as dumb as his dad. You know, he's not that bright of a guy.
Yeah, and I told Joey off air is that what this reminded me of is that I was looking at a young Joe Biden.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely. That sounds like him.
He was trying to, the way he was trying to smooth things out and you like me, don't you? And parsing words the way he was.
Right. Didn't he sound like his dad the minute he opened up? Sounds just like his father.
He did.
you know. And he was just as unconvincing as his father. You know, and he said stuff that he doesn't, I don't even think he realized how he hurt his dad's candidacy and how he hurt some case. I didn't do anything wrong, but I wouldn't have gotten these jobs but for my father, and I'm totally qualified because of other jobs my father got me. But other than that, how did you like to play, Mrs. Lincoln?
And don't ask me about rehab, and certainly don't ask about my brother's widow.
Because yeah, right. The funny thing, somebody took a screenshot of his apartment, and there was a whole bunch of liquor bottles over to the left-hand side.
Oh, really?
Wow. The picture, yeah. At least it looked like it, but I'm sure that.
Well, and again, here he goes, I'm living and working in California. Well,
right.
Are you making $600,000 a year or more?
Right.
Because there's a difference of what you're making now and what you're making then, and then your father was vice president. That's evidence enough right there.
Well, I'm telling you. I mean, yeah, everybody knows what happened here. And the amazing thing to me is how complicit the media is and just wanted to deny the reality that's biting their nose off their face. You know, they don't want to say, oh, this is covered. There's nothing there. I'm like,
yeah, this has been vetted. It's been researched.
The guy just admitted that he wouldn't have gotten the jobs before his dad. He just admitted on a video that, you know, that he basically got these jobs because of that, and he wouldn't have gotten any of them but for his dad. And that he always introduced himself as the vice president's son. You know, I mean, what else do you want from the guy? I mean, it would be a different situation if it was an arm's length transaction where he went out on his own and got his own job. Obviously, people are going to know he's Joe Biden's son, right? But when you fly into China on Air Force Two or whatever it was he was on with his father, you know, it's pretty clear what's going on there. Hey,
yeah.
Son, just, you know, come on over to China with me and walk back with $1.5 billion for your investment group. I mean, how many 30 or, I guess it's 40-something now, but how many 35-year-olds would love to be able to do that? Turn that trick.
Yeah, really. Well, we're going to play the clip that we broke out of, and he talks, I would do this, go with my dad to all these different places out here. Oh, really? Well, there's a thing called a manifest, and we can see if you're right with that.
Yeah, no doubt about it. But, you know, here's the other thing that a lot of people are missing. They do it so much, they really don't realize how wrong it is. You know, they don't see the ethical issue because that's the way the swamp works.
Yeah, it is,
you know?
Exactly.
And, I mean, yeah, I can't. And when you start finding out how many Democrat senators had their children and themselves up to their neck in investments in the Ukraine, and who would ever thought, hey, honey, you feel like going to the Ukraine and investing? it's like the last place I would think of. But now you find out that a bunch of senators, Nancy Pelosi's family has involvement in the Ukraine. Three senators have involvement in the Ukraine. Apparently, you know, they know, hey, it's corrupt, so we can make some money. There's probably some Republicans involved in the Ukraine, too.
Yeah, Chris Murphy is one of the people that's involved.
Yeah, it's just, you know, it is the quintessential swamp story. Now, so he's sitting there shrugging his shoulders saying, what did I do wrong? what did I do wrong?
Yeah, you call me. How did that happen?
Yeah, no doubt about it.
Well, and, you know, this is also the profile. I was telling Joey this off air. This is a profile of somebody who has an addictive personality and falls into drugs and things like that. You think you can beat it. You think it's not going to control you. You're going to control it. It's all okay. It's just me. And that's what the Burisma thing was. China, when we get into the China stuff's stinkier than the Ukraine thing.
Apparently there's some Romania money out there, too. I mean, by the time we're done with it, we'll have the entire IHOP. You know? So, all right, guys. Y'all have a good one.
You, too. You have a great day.
All right.
Let's do this. Let's pick back up with this clip on China. And listen to it. He's talking about personally receiving. Nobody ever said he personally received that. But ABC falls into this trap. Play it up.
China should start an investigation into the Bidens.
Also on Trump's list of accusations against Hunter Biden, that Hunter flew on Air Force Two with his father during an official government trip to China in 2013, leveraging that connection for financial gain in an investment deal with Chinese businessman Jonathan Lee.
The president has repeatedly said that you received $1.5 billion dollars from China, despite no experience and for no apparent reason. Obviously, fact checkers have said that that is not true.
Look, this is literally has no basis in fact in any way.
Have you received any money from that business dealing?
No.
At all? Not 1 cent?
Not 1 cent.
Definitely not $1.5 billion.
It's crazy. They feel like they have the license to go out and say whatever they want. It feels to me like living in some kind of Alice in Wonderland, where you're up on the real world, and then you fall down the rabbit hole, and, you know, the president's a Cheshire cat asking you questions about crazy things that don't have any resemblance to the reality of anything that has to do with me. And so, here's the answer. No one ever paid me $1.5 billion. And if they had, I would not be doing this interview right now.
Okay, that was parsing words. Nobody paid me $1.5 billion. They're not saying that. And you're going to pick it up in another interview. It was an investment company that he was getting $1.5 billion for. And see, let me tell you, that's that sneaky Joe Biden approach. You know, Biden will say things, you know, it doesn't meet the Biden standard. Well, the Biden standard is pretty damn low, if you ask me. But I think he just totally screwed himself over with this thing. I can't wait to see how the nightly shows and particularly the debate, because I can see because CNN is doing the debate, not an ABC debate, and see if they ask him a question along the lines of, what did you think of Hunter's interview with Good Morning America? Well, I didn't see it. Oh, really? I think that's what he's going to answer.
Oh, man.
I mean, I'm just saying, people who think that they can smooth their way out of stuff like this, it doesn't happen just once. It's a pattern. It's a fact pattern. It's a way of life for them. Okay, so let me continue on with Biden. And it didn't come up on the flight. We may have a problem here.
We saw you in those photos getting off of Air Force Two with your daughter, with your father.
I have traveled everywhere with my dad. And I went there because my daughter was on the trip, too.
But did you talk about China or your deal with China?
No.
A 12-hour flight over?
No, of course not.
That never came up?
No.
Your father did shake hands with Mr. Lee, though, correct, in the lobby of that hotel?
I don't remember, but probably. Yeah, I hope so.
Probably. I think
he did. He was my friend.
Jonathan Lee.
Yeah, for almost 13 years.
He was your friend and your business partner.
I understand. So, really, Amy, whether I'm in New York or whether I'm in Washington, D.C., a friend and a business associate is in the hotel, and my dad's staying there. Is it inappropriate for me to have coffee with them?
I don't find anything wrong. So that meeting was not a mistake. It was not unethical.
100% not. No.
What do you say to people who believe this is exactly why people hate Washington? A vice president's son can make money in countries where
this?
Your father is doing official government business.
Well, I don't know what to tell you. I made a mistake in retrospect as it related to creating any perception that was wrong. And so, therefore, I'm taking it off the table, Amy. I'm making that commitment. Let's see if anybody else makes that commitment, but that's the commitment that I'm making.
And Hunter Biden reiterated time and time again that he did not ever discuss in any detail whatsoever any of his business dealings in Ukraine and China with his father, period. That he wanted that to be crystal clear.
Okay. I know we're up against a break, but let's think through this. Mm-hmm. So he's flying to China, and he's got a really good friend, Lee, that happens to be staying at the same hotel. So did they, by any chance, talk before then? Hey, I'm going to be in China. I'm going to be at this hotel.
Man, the coffee here in Beijing is great.
I'm telling you this. Lee, what are you doing
here? Have you tried the croissants? They've got their French cuisine down here in Beijing.
That is so, I mean, it is such a incredible lie.
That's ridiculous.
That he's owned it.
Well, why do you think China was ready to pony up that money? No, the $1.5 billion didn't go to you, but what's your stake in the company, for instance?
There you go. Well, where did it go? Where did they invest in a company you were involved in?
Like, it's just...
And if there's a problem, what's the board that you're getting off of that had a China connection?
Right.
I mean, she didn't ask any of that. This is the dumbest reporter I've ever seen in my life.
I'd have to say, I think the reporter did a fine job in the sense of just let's see how charming Hunter Biden thinks he is. And she didn't really push him that hard, and he's already getting his voice is going a little higher, and he just
looked nervous. He looked nervous.
Yeah, and that was a friendly interview.
Man, News Talk 93.1. They'll be back right after this.
In all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Almost everyone has a pet or multiple pets. Think about it. Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? Or that they look like they're limping or they're scratching more than usual? What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
Hey, y'all, it's Lewis at the Capital Oyster Bar. We're right down here on this beautiful, ever-flowing Alabama River. Let's talk about news on the river, because the RV park is up and running. That's right. You can get your RV and bring it down here and spend some time with us, a weekend, a week, a month, however long you'd like to come and stay with us, and we'll cook you up some fresh seafood from the Gulf. We got a steamer, a fryer, we got a grill over here, so a grilled amberjack, those steamed snow crab and shrimp. Oh, and we're also shucking up fresh oysters. Oysters Rockefeller, I know we'll get you something good to eat. We'll rent you a pontoon boat. You can enjoy this beautiful Alabama River. All you need is a driver's license and a credit card. Let's talk about the fun time. Sunday afternoon at 5 o'clock this week, Amanda Fish. You hear me right, Amanda Fish, not Samantha. It's Samantha Fish's sister. Amanda, she's been tearing it up on the blues scene lately. Out of Kansas City at the Capital Oyster Bar Sunday at 5 o'clock. Check it out, capitaloysterbar.com. We're going to be looking for you to get down here soon, and come hungry.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Yes, we're going to get into some deeper stuff here. We have so much going on here, it's unbelievable. Never knew how complete it could be. She kissed me and said, baby, please. 272-9228, that's where we are. I've gotten like three texts saying, so do you really think LSU is going to beat Alabama?
I doubt
Notice
it.
Notice I didn't say anything about that.
I doubt it.
Let's go to Mike Pillsbury. And this is with Laura Ingram. Laura's going to do the setup to the interview with Mike. Mike is a China specialist. Let's listen into the setup.
New insights in Hunter Biden's deep ties to communist China. The son of the 2020 Democrat candidate Joe Biden is stepping down from the board of directors of a Chinese private equity firm amid swirling conflict of interest allegations. But the Daily Caller reporting that, quote, Hunter Biden did not invest in BHR Partners directly. Rather, Chinese business records reveal a company called Skinny Atlas LLC, which Hunter Biden controls.
Whoops.
And even though he's stepping down from the board, his personal stake in the company still remains. For Joe Biden, though, this controversy has enveloped his daily press gaggles. And today, He claimed he had nothing to do with his son's decision.
I never, ever, 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 ever had a conversation with my son
about anything
that I was doing. Everybody knows that. If I am your president, next president, I'm going to build on the squeaky clean, transparent environment that we had in the Obama-Biden White House. And no one in my family or associated with me will be involved in any foreign operation whatsoever.
Wouldn't Biden on the board while he was in that transparent administration? Yeah. See, and again, what you did, you got a glimpse of Joe with a glimpse of Hunter. They're going to create their own reality.
Well, that's
which is what you do if you're a drug addict.
And that's also how many times he said ever, 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 ever. Five times. Five evers. That's a huge tell that he's making something up. When you're that adamant, you're usually not telling the truth.
Man, this is like, these people just can't get it. Let me do this. Let me go to a little earlier break because I want to do this this Pillsbury stuff where it all lines up with this segment. Dan Moore Show, we're going to be back right after this.
The Dan Moore Show.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Tire City is ready to make your upcoming fall and holiday travel safe. Check out these fall specials for a limited time only. Standard brake service $169.99 plus tax. Oil changes $27.99 plus tax with 3 quarts and synthetic blend 5W30 oil. Radiator flushes $49.99 plus tax. And two-wheel alignments, $59.99. See Tire City now while you can save. Atlanta Highway next to Eastdale Mall and Southern Boulevard in Capitol Plaza at Woodley Road.
Tire City.
Follow through October 19th.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Today's closed-door testimony in the impeachment inquiry comes from a career diplomat, Deputy Assistant Secretary of State George Kent. He oversees Ukraine policy. Some Republicans are complaining about the interviews, or transcript at least, not being made public.
GOP Congressman Jim Jordan of Ohio.
It looks like anything they want to leak, they're leaking.
Democratic Congressman Denny Heck of Washington State has a message for Republicans about the closed-door meetings.
They are darn lucky these weren't public.
Kent is expected to be questioned about efforts to remove the former ambassador to Ukraine last spring.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland. A man turns himself in for murder in California.
A suspect drove to a Mount Shasta police station with a body in his car, claiming to have murdered four people and that three other bodies were at his home in Roseville, some 200 miles away. The suspect is in custody, though not identified, nor are the four people killed.
That's Jeff Manasso. America's listening to Fox News.
This is JR with Cat House Marine. We have been a longtime advertiser of Blue Water Broadcasting in Lubbock. They've been great at producing results and helping us build Cat House Marine's customer base and success in the river region.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Blue Haven Pools. Building and designing an amazing new smart pool is just a click away. Learn more about smart pools that are virtually chemical-free by visiting bluehaven.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Just what the doctor ordered. Periods of rain today and tonight, and a few thunderstorms possible later on, too. Some of those could be on the strong side. Rainfall amounts most places 1 to 3 inches easy. A few spots could see some higher amounts. Today's high 72. Tonight's low 67. Tomorrow, risk of a leftover shower or two early in the day. Then a cold front shuts off the rain, ushers in some much cooler air. I think we got some jacket weather later in the week. Upper 40s Wednesday night and Thursday night, and maybe some more rain over the weekend. Our weather app will keep you on top of the action. Get it on your phone or tablet today. Instant push notifications for any severe weather alerts. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather from the Blue Water Weather Center. This is Rich Thomas.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now,
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Two seven two nine two two eight. That's where we are. It's still raining out there.
Mommy's alright, daddy's alright. They just save a little bit.
It's been raining all day and all night.
Surrender, surrender.
Okay, Mike Pillsbury. Talking about China and Biden. Listen to this guy.
Joining me now, outside advisor to Trump on China, Michael Pillsbury. He's also the director of the Center for Chinese Strategy at the Hudson Institute. Michael, a few years ago, you actually had some interesting conversations with Chinese officials.
Yes.
About a lot of these issues that are currently swirling. Explain.
Well, it's in my book. Senator Joe Biden at the time was kind of a mystery for the Chinese because he has a long reputation as a hawk on China. I have a quote from him in my book where he calls China a rogue elephant among the nations. And he warned that he would never support free trade with China unless they had better policies. So on human rights, on trade, military expansion, Joe
like
Biden.
Where we are. He was like where we are now.
He was a hawk.
Okay.
I once traveled with him and Orrin Hatch around Europe. He seemed like a regular foreign policy guy to me.
So what changed?
Tough. I didn't understand at the time, but the Chinese were telling me in 2012, 2013, thank God, you know, Joe Biden has changed his mind. He's softening Obama. He's a friend of China inside the White House as vice president. And he's like a Bo Yi, they call it. Bo Yi is an ancient prime minister of 500 BC who was corrupted somehow. So I thought it was strange. I can't remember which Chinese told me this, but it's from my next book.
In other words, he was corrupted at some point in this
2012, 2013.
And he changes his tune considerably. So here's this outside advisor, Hudson Institute, very noted conservative think tank, and he's the China expert here. So now he's going to be talking about Biden changed his views towards China, and no, Trump never asked for help to try to connect him and go dig up dirt on Biden.
Things began to change. Joe Biden went from hawk to China friend. They're not an adversary, as they said earlier this
year. Well, and here's some of the strange things. He takes Xi Jinping, who's then the vice president of China, all around America. Xi Jinping takes him all around China. Joe Biden makes a speech in Australia that he's the American who spent the most time with Xi Jinping. He changes his view on the Dalai Lama. He used to be pro-Dalai Lama. There's photographs with him and the Dalai Lama. When Obama meets the Dalai Lama, Biden's not there. This happens two or three times. He changes the number of policy views, starts making pro-China speeches. And I didn't know till Peter Schweizer's book came out, Laura, that talks about the $1.5 billion that President Trump calls a payoff. I didn't understand. Now, maybe there's no connection. Maybe it's just Joe Biden changed his mind on China. But maybe there is a connection. That seems to me is the mystery.
Is it accurate that you recently tried to raise the issue of Hunter Biden with the Chinese?
No. I raised the issue of the Biden family with a scholar in a taxi cab. Nothing came.
So no pressure was put on you to go to China or Hong Kong to try to get information on the Biden investigation or lack of investigation.
That's what the left-wing press is trying to manufacture.
They're trying to discredit you. This is what they do. Everyone who ever worked for Trump is a terrible person, awful person. So no one in the mainstream media is doing any work on Hunter Biden except going a puff piece interview with him tomorrow on ABC.
Or looking back at Joe Biden's shift in 2012.
Okay, so there's a lot of information in that one. So he wouldn't ask for Trump to go do anything, though people have said that he was kind of the liaison that was trying to do that. He just said that was not true. And if Hunter's believable, this guy is very much believable. So you're going to find out now that this is what China does. They go in and they find somebody like Hunter that's got a connection so they can get leverage over him. And this is their playbook. Listen in.
That's a done deal. That's a conspiracy theory. But you're apparently fishing around for information.
Which I wasn't. I was in Hong Kong. I stopped over one half a day on the way back to go see the American ambassador and embassy. I didn't see any Chinese officials at all. All of a sudden, it's a headline in these places called Daily Beast and Rolling Stone. Pillsbury got intelligence about the Biden family.
It's part of the smash and smear. I mean, these aren't real publications. I mean, they have some good writers, I guess. But it's a smash and smear job, right?
Smash and smear.
There's no real effort. But I have to say, there was this new news that came out about the extent of the money that the NBA is making with the China connection. We all have a little time here, but $1.5 billion in revenue from the Tencent social media streaming of NBA games. We learn about the protection racket that's going on in the NBA with China. No one can criticize. Got to be quiet. No politics. They trash Trump morning, noon, and night. Steve Kerr, and Popovich, all these guys, all these other players. What's going on here? The masks are really off, aren't they?
Well, it looks like the Chinese have an intelligence sort of influence operation going on. Spend lots of money, and they pick targets, whether it's Vice President Biden or the NBA. And this was the topic of a Hudson Institute independent scholar study last year by a Danish diplomat of just how clever China is at using money to influence people on China policy.
Cultural, educational, it's across the board, the Confucius Institutes, all of that. It goes very deep. But we have now learned how business will cave to China for a buck.
That's what they do. They go and find somebody and they tag them.
Right.
And so then they're kind of implied influence with that.
Well, and the real sad thing about China is that a lot of people in the West thought, you know, how it worked with South Korea, Singapore, all these other countries, you give them economic freedom, they become more and more democratic. China's been playing the West, though, in that they've led people to believe, oh, yeah.
We want to be like you.
More economic freedom. And then now with Xi on the scene, he's reversed a lot of stuff. And they're now using the money game against a lot of the West.
Well, and they were doing it, you know, come over here and we're going to, basically, they're going to wipe their businesses and get their information out of it. And one of our military handicaps is that they've copied and have gotten somehow how we're building some of these aircraft,
right.
And they're just copying it. And it's just as somebody said an article, it's just a gigantic military knockoff.
And I watched an interview with Peter Thiel, and it was Peter Robinson of the, I can't remember, you know him. He does all these interviews with folks. And there is a truth that the West and the United States is more dynamic. So we're ahead of China still with innovations, military and otherwise, but it's only like 6 months ahead, a year ahead. And that's not enough time ahead to have a true advantage.
Well, and what happens is, they're closing that gap. That gap got closed because they're stealing our technology and our intellectual properties, and that's one of the things where we have to stop. The gap will widen back if we can stop that, but that's a big if out of there. Jason Napolitano is going to weigh in on Biden, and no legal problems, possibly political, but no legal problems.
Do you regret being on the board to begin with?
No, I don't regret being on the board. Either. What I regret is not taking into account that there would be a Rudy Giuliani and a president of the United States that would be listening to this ridiculous conspiracy idea. Did I make a mistake? Well, maybe in the grand scheme of things, yeah. But did I make a mistake based upon some unethical lapse? Absolutely not.
That is Hunter Biden breaking his silence from his kitchen table and defending his foreign business dealings while his father was vice president of the United States.
Did he react? Judge, legally, what comes to mind as he sits at his table in an interview he did over the weekend talking about what we all know?
The key word in your question is legally. I mean, I don't know of any American law that he violated. Now, maybe there should be laws that prevent you from trading on your relatives' names or require you to reveal it. But those laws don't exist at the present time. I am sure that with the president's animosity about this, if there were a law that he violated, the DOJ would be all over this, and it does not appear that that's the case. So is there the appearance of impropriety when you trade on your father's name? Of course there is. That's a political problem, not a legal one.
And yeah, I've never thought that was illegal to do anything. It's part of what Peter Schweitzer said. This is what the problem is there's not a law that stops this. But the appearance of what's going on, that's what's going to damage Biden. By the way, there was in Real Clear Politics, Politico came out with a poll that has Biden, Quinnipiac, I'm sorry, Biden at 27, Warren at 30. Sanders has dropped down to 11. And so that's a change. And another thing that happened today is in the same poll, Morning Joe goes, and the numbers are bad for Donald Trump on impeachment inquiries. Well, what they did is they got better by 2 points. There are 2% people thought it was should have an impeachment inquiry, and 2% more thought there should not have been. So it's again how Morning Joe parses everything here. They're always going to make Donald Trump look as bad as they possibly can. And particularly with these hearings, they just went crazy with that and Giuliani. Let's continue on with Justin Napolitano talking about Hunter.
What do you think about the overall interview, demeanor, the clips that you've seen? What his demeanor?
I thought it was a nervous wreck. I mean, he's not accustomed to being on television the way we are, and he wasn't very forceful and probably decided, look, I've got to do this. I've got to burst the bubble because it's harming my father and it's harming my family, and it's about time I spoke on it. I don't know if this advances the Biden ball, so to speak, or if it makes it worse for them, but that's more a PR issue than a legal one.
Sure.
But knowing Bill Barr and knowing the way the president is riled up about this, if there were there, what we call articulable suspicion, a basis to state verbally what crime he broke, the DOJ would be all over it. And if they were, they would tell him. And if they told him, we would know it. And none of that seems to have happened.
So it's not a legal thing he's answering. It's a political problem he's posing for his father.
Precisely. Precisely. Did they want Rudy Giuliani and the president to expose this? Of course not. Did they think that he would be the target of the president's personal barbs like this? I can't imagine.
But that's
that they
all
did.
Political.
Correct. Correct.
Right. We also know that New Yorker Magazine did an extensive article. It went on for like 5,000 pages about a month ago, where he talked about his continuing bout with substance abuse.
Yes.
Up until very, very recently, was the reason he was kicked out of the military. He couldn't even serve there a day. He failed the first test he took.
Right.
And then he is, it's a bit of a dicey situation. Doesn't profile as someone who should be heading up an investment firm with Chinese investor. And while he flies over and did meet with that guy on Air Force Two.
Again, all of it looks bad, but none of it is criminal. And you know, this is the way the congressman that was just on, Congressman Waltz, great guy. This is the way the Chinese operate. They find somebody who they think will gain them a toehold in American society, and they offer money to some entity that the person's involved with. They didn't put $1 billion in his pocket. They invested $1 billion in some entity that he was managing.
And that's not illegal?
It's not illegal.
Interesting. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to East. East, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, it's good to be on board. Look, you know, this mythical rain out here. I mean, I'm a believer now, huh?
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't think it existed, but here it is. Hey, look, you know, I don't think China's going to be free until an unedited version of the movie Winnie the Pooh can be shown in theaters. <over there. laughs> That's what gets me. Well, something that I'm curious about, maybe somebody in the audience can answer this. Troy University has a lot of Chinese seeming influence. Are they receiving money from the government of Red China?
I do not know the answer to that. Are you talking about money directly from the government or money from students?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you know, I don't mind if they get it from students. I mean, you know, it doesn't bother me. Who buys ice cream as long as they pay for it, you know? I'm just curious as to whether their influence here in Alabama is undue, especially with all of the stuff that'll be going on in Huntsville with the space program. So.
Well, and they do. I just looked up. Troy University does have a Confucius Institute.
Ooh.
How about that? How about that? Yeah. Yeah. I'm not anti-Chinese. I love Chinese people. But look, you know, you can't come in here and run my politics, baby.
Well, and from this is directly from troy.edu. Established in 2007, the Confucius Institute of Troy University is a public institution affiliated with the Chinese Ministry of Education and is charged with bringing to the people of Alabama knowledge of China that will serve the state, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, it's basically it's a propaganda arm is what they realize it is now.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was suspecting, but I didn't want to just, you know.
You didn't want to blurt that out, huh?
Yeah, you didn't want to blurt it out. But, you know, we don't need to make uninformed declarations, right? But since we got you guys to look it up, there you go.
And as long as you know what it is, it's not, like, the worst thing in the world. Like, one of their events is, like, a Chinese art exhibit. So, I mean, it's fine if it's, like, cultural stuff and whatnot. It's just, don't go there for your government policy. Let's just...
What they do is, when they first started this, Americans really embraced it because they thought it was, you know, breaking down the barrier. But then it became this indoctrination, particularly when you get out into the West Coast.
Right.
You know, China good, and the China policies are all good. Everything's clean. There are no problems here. Nothing to look at. Keep moving on. And by the way, don't you like our art here?
Right.
Type thing. It's you're getting a message within a message.
Well, and they do have a lot of influence in, like, is it Long Beach, California. That's a major port. So
they like ports, and they like intellectual property places.
Yeah, that's right. There's probably some guy over there in China that's got welcome to the Dan Morris show. and I'm Joey Clark. There you go. All right. Well, listen, you guys have a great day. Good show.
East, you have a great day. Be safe out in the rain.
Thank you.
News on 93.1. Dan Morris Show will be back right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
As a business owner, how important is it that the first person your clients meet be exceptional? Do you realize they don't actually meet your employee first? They meet the outside of your building first. What you do on the outside of your building tells a customer a lot about what you do on the inside. When customers drive up to any business, a restaurant, a bank, a hospital, what is the first thing they see besides the building itself? They see the landscaping. If the landscaping is beautifully groomed, aesthetically pleasing, and professionally managed, you're going to instantly gain respect and trust. Property Management Source has proven to be one of the most professional landscape management companies in the area for businesses. For your business to succeed, call PMS 593-3341. They know how important a beautifully landscaped, manicured entrance is to any business. Call Property Management Source, 593-3341. They are your first impression. If it's outdoor, they do it.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
.27292228 is where we are. Final segment of the second hour of the Dan Morris Show. You want to get in on the sweet wheat farm market? Get bested, growing? Get a call. And if you're a first-time caller, your name goes in twice. Listen, they get bested. $60 worth of goodies you put in there from Sweet Creek Farm Market. We got a lot of stuff we have to cover here. There's still a whole bunch of it. We have Syria updates. We got Hunter Biden story on Shannon Breen. Let's listen to Troy Gallagher before I go to Jim Jordan.
Biden is apparently very aware that his business dealings have placed a lot of scrutiny on his father's presidential campaign. So now the younger Biden is both defending his work and trying to clean the slate. As for his position on the board of the Ukrainian natural gas company Burisma, Biden's spokesperson says, quote, despite extensive scrutiny, at no time has any law enforcement agency, either domestic or foreign, alleged that Hunter engaged in wrongdoing at any point during his five-year term. In other words, Biden's reported $50,000 a month Burisma's salary may not sit well with some, but it was not illegal. Biden also says at the end of this month, he'll step down from the board of a Chinese private equity firm that he joined just weeks after he and his father, who was vice president at the time, visited China. Now Biden is looking to avoid even the appearance of conflicts of interest while his father is running for president. Meantime, President Trump reacted to the news on Twitter, quote, wow, Hunter Biden is being forced to leave a Chinese company. Now watch the fake news wrap their greasy and very protective arms around him. Only softball questions of him, please. And in fact, Hunter Biden did sit down for an interview with ABC this weekend to talk about his foreign business dealings. Details concerning the interview are very thin. Meantime, Joe Biden made this promise should he be elected president. Watch.
No one in my family will have an office in the White House, will sit in meetings as if they're a cabinet member, will in fact have any business relationship with anyone that relates to a foreign corporation or a foreign country. Period.
Biden also said he didn't want the media to take their focus off what he calls the real problem, the lying president. Finally, new scrutiny on a former credit company Hunter Biden worked for in Delaware called MBNA, which in the 90s reportedly paid Hunter Biden $100,000 a year as a consultant. At the same time, then Senator Joe Biden worked to pass legislation to make it harder for consumers to get bankruptcy protection in court. MBNA also contributed to Biden's Senate campaign.
Uh-oh. See, all these little landmines hanging around over here. So now Jim Jordan was on this morning on America's Newsroom talking about Hunter Biden. Listen in.
Hunter Biden says this whole thing about him and, you know, these corporate boards and, you know, Ukraine and China, things like that, that's all a ridiculous conspiracy theory.
Well, I think two things stuck out. The first is it sounds like he's just upset that he got caught in this ridiculous arrangement. And then second, he said that something about when his dad becomes president. I don't think that's going to happen. But look, the American people knew right from the get-go this was wrong. The American people understand fairness. They instinctively get this wasn't fair, this wasn't proper, this wasn't right. And I think it was pretty obvious. He just said now kind of what the American people already understood when this story first broke.
Yeah, Peter Schweitzer even wrote an editorial last week. Did Hunter do anything illegal? No. And that's the problem. Because you can trade on your name, and that's maybe something that's got to be woven in. I remember having lunch with a senator. And he said, and I could not even offer, even though he came to New York, I could not pay for his lunch.
Right.
And you have to have the lunch standing up, you know, or else it's not official. And you have all these rules. But if you want to use the last name of somebody prominent to get on a board to make a billion, you can. But the one problem they have is, according to this interview, he says he never spoke to his dad about it. But according to the New Yorker article, he said, Dad, as Hunter recalled, his father discussed Burisma with him once. Dad said, I hope you know what you're doing, and I said, I do. So if he's going to hedge on that, what else might he be hedging on? Where is he telling the truth?
Look, we don't know. We just know that this stuff smells. I mean, the whole arrangement with China, the $1 billion from a subsidiary bank of the Bank of China, this arrangement with Burisma, this company in the Ukraine where Hunter Biden had no experience, didn't know the language, no experience in the energy sector, and not an expert on Ukraine, gets this position. I think the American people, again, they saw this for what it is. They know it smells. They know it's wrong, and that's the fact. So, look, let's deal with the issues that the American people care about now. Let's work on prescription drug prices. Let's get this USMCA passed. Let's
Good
make
luck.
Sure we can do those. Yeah, right. It's going to be tough because they're so focused on attacking the president. That's all they want to do in this unfair process that they've begun.
Okay, so the board members are sitting around and saying, who should we get on the board here at Burisma in the Ukraine? I know somebody. I just got on Lincoln, and I saw Hunter Biden's resume. Had nothing to do with Ukraine, had nothing to do with natural gas, but I think he'll be a great board member. What say we give him $600,000 a year?
Yeah.
We're doing two meetings a year.
Yeah.
Doesn't that sound like a great idea?
Right, good use of money.
They just pulled that one out of the hat. I mean, they had to go get a headhunter firm to go find that one.
Though if you're an oligarch who's dealing in billions, that's a pretty good investment to protect yourself from prosecution.
Particularly if you steal 1.5, you lose, the U.S. Yeah. gives you money and you lose it in your bank.
Right. Which is what Burisma, part of what Burisma was being investigated by, or for,
Let's
by the
Ukraine. Let's do Jim Jordan one more time. Hunter Biden pay his pay.
Okay, we have another clip from that interview that Amy Robach had with Hunter Biden. Listen to this.
If your last name wasn't Biden, do you think you would have been asked to be on the board of Burisma?
I don't know. Probably not. But that's, you know, I don't think that there's a lot of things that would have happened in my life that that if my last name wasn't Biden.
Congressman?
Not probably not. Definitely not. Again, this is so obvious. Look, I guess he wanted to do the interview to talk about it. But again, I think everyone understood what took place here. We understood it as soon as we saw the fact that with no experience, he was getting paid $50,000 a month. I've said before, I have constituents I get the privilege of serving in the 4th District of Ohio who don't make that in a year. So everyone got this. Everyone knows it's wrong. It is what it is.
I want to tell you something. On a political basis, the ad that could be made if Joe Biden is the nominee could be devastating to him. Because, I mean, this will not play with middle America. Will not play with the Joe Sixpack out there. It will be interesting if a secondary source plays that during the Democrat primary. Because, you know, you know how you can build these groups off the side.
Right.
Integrity in government. And we don't know who's paying for it, but they pop them. News Talk 93.1. Dan Moore Show. We'll be back. What in the world is that? NASA's new look?
New NASA spacesuits?
We're going to be back after a top of the hour break.
The Dan Morris Show.